Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the show. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We're kicking off hour number two here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. We do it six nights a week, Monday through Saturday. So join us for every single moment. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You can go vote for the show at vote.freetalklive.com. I believe we are in second place, but I actually haven't checked our totals today. So we are in...
Earlier today we were in second place.
We were at one point in second place, and earlier we were in first place, so we still need to vote. If you haven't voted yet in the month of September, go to vote.freetalklive.com. This is your show. You can call about anything. We're going to go to the phones and go to the fun, to Gene, the Christian Anarchist. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hello, guys.
Hey, sir.
Hey, man.
Looks like your voice is getting better.
Yeah, doing all right. What's up?
But mine's going the other way, so.
Sorry to hear that.
I wanted to talk to you about terrorists. I read something on Drudger today that you guys aren't going to believe.
Terrorists?
Yep.
Terrorists!
Yep. I read this article, and it says, terrorists unite to plot Iraqi civil war. And I know you guys can't believe that.
Now, actually, I'm familiar with this one. Yeah, go ahead.
You are?
Yeah.
Well, they even named Abu Masab al-Zarqawi.
Yep, they got to name him, because otherwise your story about terrorists isn't complete.
Okay.
But that's the only name there. So I know you guys can't believe in this, because... In order for them to unite all the insurgents in Iraq, all these different groups, it would involve a secret conspiracy.
Yeah, they would have to conspire.
They would have to conspire, and they would have to be secret, and they would have to not get discovered. Because if they got discovered, then the Iraqi troops could go in there and kill them, and then that would be the end of their insurgency.
Right.
Well, I think conspiracies begin to fall apart with the more people that you have involved.
That's
true. Oh, there's no question about that, and I've never said that conspiracies involve a lot of people.
Well, we had some of you might not have ever said that, but Clayton called last hour, and he claimed there were thousands of people involved in the New World Order conspiracy.
Well, I think worldwide there could be thousands, and that's a small number worldwide. If you were to say, you know, when you figure there's how many... Like 5 billion.
To me, five is a small number. 1,000 is not a small number.
Five would be a small number for a conspiracy in Memphis, Tennessee.
I find it unlikely that the Skull and Bone Society in Yale somehow all the people who've ever been processed through there have kept their mouths shut about the conspiracies that go on in those dark secret rooms.
Well, you saw Bush and Cheney on the news, didn't you?
I saw that clip. They both kept mum about what went on in their little secret society.
Well, you know, and Bush has got the gall to claim that he's a Christian, but
right.
yet he insists on keeping silent about his secret society relationship.
But we have all kinds of interesting people that claim they're Christians. We had Rita call in over the weekend. And what did you think of her, Gene?
Well, I don't know about her because I've never met her, but she could very well be a Christian. I mean, all it takes to be a Christian is to believe in Christ. It doesn't mean you have to be right about everything.
Hmm.
In fact, for that matter, it doesn't mean you have to be right about anything. Because most people aren't right about even close to everything. I sure don't claim to be.
Good point, Gene.
I'm always learning stuff.
Touche. Certainly, we always are learning, and you learn something new every night here on Free Talk Live.
The thing about Bush there is, he says that he's a Christian, yet he's a member of a secret society that he seems to hold the oath to that higher than his oath to office. Because if it was just a thing where he was in college and he did a crazy college thing and joined some stupid little thing and now it's nothing... All he had to do was say that on the news when he was
asked.
Yeah,
he could have just said, "Oh yeah, we had a lot of beers."
Yeah, he could have said, "Oh, we just a bunch of dumb kids. We got together, we did some stupid stuff, and that's all over with."
It certainly is spooky and interesting, Gene.
But I also find it difficult to imagine. I don't know what age they get inducted into the Skull and Bone Society, but let's go ahead and say something crazy
20?
Like 19.
Yeah.
You know, I am not the guy that I was in 19, and I'm not nearly as mature as I was, and I can't imagine a mature subject like taking over the world would be, seriously discussed and acted upon by a bunch of 19-year-olds.
Of course, you got to realize that a 19-year-old entering Skull and Bones is not going to be told about a plot to take over the world.
Mm.
All they're going to be saying is, well, this is our secret society, here's our secret handshake. You can't go do anything. You can't tell anybody what goes on here, blah, blah, blah.
Now, you don't know what goes on because nobody talks about it. You're theorizing, Gene.
That's right. But
okay.
I'm just saying, I'm giving you a for instance.
And I do think it's interesting that nobody talks about it. I mean, really, nobody knows what goes on in
there. There have been
society.
A few people who've gotten away, that have written some stuff about Skull and Bones. But my question is, how far up within the ranks did they get? before they broke away.
See, here's my problem with all this, Gene, and you know what I'm going to say here, but my problem here is that it's all very spooky and all very interesting and secretive, and, you know, I'd like to know what goes on, just out of curiosity's sake, but what goes on has no bearing on what I'm going to do with the future of my life, which is fight for liberty and move to the free state and fight against tyranny.
Well, I guess, you know, the Jews in Germany could have said that they had no concern for the conspiracies that Hitler was up to before he...
But they weren't going to fight Hitler.
Well, they could have, had they known what was coming. They certainly could have changed their
they didn't need to know what was coming. They knew what was happening. I mean, they knew that was coming door-to-door confiscating people.
Right, and all they thought were they were being relocated, just like those people in New Orleans.
Just like our sheeple here in America, I don't think that the information can be flashed in front of their face. I mean, the quote-unquote evidence that's presented for the 9/11 conspiracies and the Skull and Bone Society and all this stuff is there in front of everybody, but not everybody cares or whatever.
Most people don't care. That's the problem.
Yeah. Gene, thanks for the call, man. As always, we appreciate the input. 800-259-9231. It's just some of our emailers and callers have suggested that these conspiracy theorists are sort of self-defeating. I guess they're really, what was the word they used for it? Sort of the people who believe these conspiracy theories also believe that there's no hope. A lot of them do. Mm-hmm. I mean, they believe that
it's unstoppable.
This is coming. The New World Order is coming. You just have to prepare. Buy your bomb shelters now.
Yeah.
You know? And
perhaps you can be one of the 1% that survives and lives in loincloths and
digs
roots out of the ground.
Yeah, somebody called in and said that the elite, the power elite, want to cut the world's population down to 500 million. I mean, there's all kinds of claims, and whether or not there's evidence to back it up is a non-issue. Again, there's some stuff out there. There's some claims. There's some people that have gotten out of the Skull and Bones, etc. But you can spend so many hours of time researching this stuff. I mean, we have the conspiracy theorists call
in. We're talking about it on air.
The conspiracy theorists call in, and they say, you should research this. Look, I'll give you links. Come on, I'll post all the links on the BBS. You can spend all this time. Look, there's all this evidence. Go ahead and research it for yourself. Look, I'll take your word for it, okay? Even if everything you say is true, it doesn't have any bearing on what I'm going to do about it. Some of these people don't want to do anything about it. They just want to keep researching. Oh, there's so much to research. Oh, look at all this information. Boy, I really know what the New World Order is doing now. Boy, I really know what those power elite are up to. And I'm going to tell everybody about it.
They're dancing around fires and grass skirts.
I'm going to tell everybody about it even though they can't do anything to stop it. Please, stop researching. Put down the books. I'm not saying research is totally unimportant. I'm just saying if all you're doing is spending time researching and learning about this stuff, you're not doing anything to stop the growth of government. Because that's the real issue. It doesn't matter who's behind it. It doesn't matter who's planning it or how many black cloak meetings are going on. What matters is that government is getting bigger than it ever has in the past, and it has to be stopped. And it doesn't matter who's behind it. We have to put an end to it. The Free State Project is a realistic plan to put an end to big government. That's people, you know, there's almost 7,000 people in the Free State Project that are going to do something about liberty. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll free, 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org, because it's action that makes a difference. Research, it has its place. But now is the time to make changes. Now is the time to head back towards liberty. Because if we can turn this country back in a more pro-freedom direction, well, then the New World Order thing will be null and void, right? They can plot all they want. As long as there's more liberty, their plotting doesn't matter anymore. More coming back. Free Talk Live. Take control of the show.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time. So call now, 1-877- 1-800-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the show, bring up anything political to the personal. It's Ian here with Ann Manwich. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We have got all kinds of good stuff there for you, including the bulletin board system with thousands of posts, over 47,000 posts for you to surf around through, over 850 members. It is totally free at freetalklive.com.
Get together and celebrate all your summer occasions with great savings on grower specials from 1-800-Flowers.com. Visit their website every week for limited time offers on fresh flowers at terrific values. Use code FTL at checkout to save 10% good towards a terrific selection of fresh flowers and lots of other gifts. Call, click, or come in, 1-800-Flowers.com. It's your florist of choice.
Edison from Sioux Falls emails the show. You can email us at FTL@freetalklive.com. We might read your emails on the air. This one says, I was listening to Tuesday's show, and Manwich mentioned trash collection again. I just wanted to let you know, in Sioux Falls, we have private trash collection. When we moved here last year, I didn't understand the concept. I had only known systems in which the government took care of it. Let me tell you, it is great to have a free market choice. For example, we weren't happy with our original collector, so we simply called and got a new one. Since there are so many choices, you can choose the day of the week that your trash is collected on.
You're killing me.
You simply select the company that's in your neighborhood on a particular day. Each company has their own colored trash cans. When you hire them, they bring you a new container. And when the truck comes through the neighborhood, they simply stop at the houses that have their trash bins. Long live the free market from Edison, Sioux Falls.
It's certainly not the only place in America. I know I've been to Sioux Falls, but I can't. It's in South Dakota?
That's correct.
I know I've been there. It's not the only place in the nation by any stretch of the imagination. Many places are just not profitable. It makes so little sense for the government to do it because it would cost so much to get it done.
Right.
So private companies, of course, can make money where governments can't just screw it up.
They can't make
literally
money.
Literally,
I mean, as hard as they try, the post office really tries, I think, from what I'm told, but they just can't.
The post office is sort of quasi governmental.
Yeah.
They're sort of run by a private company that has a sweet government contract that they're never
right.
going to lose, so they act like a government. But they have competition. The post office has competition.
At certain levels, yes, they do.
Now, what you can't look at the post office as an example of how the government does business.
That's
you have
true.
To look at the post office in 1972 as to how the government did business.
Mm.
Back then, it took 4 days to get a letter across town, you know. Now they've got the FedEx and the UPS and all these other, parcel delivery companies are competing against them.
Mm.
So they've got, you can stick your baby's picture on a stamp now, you know,
right.
and they have all kinds of options that would have never even been considered.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
You know, the postal clerk would have sneered at you if you'd have suggested any kind of service in 1972.
You're right.
But now with competition, even the government's affected by it because they realize, wow, people are going to go someplace else for their business. And there's a law that says that only the United States Postal Service can deliver packages under a dollar, letters.
Correct. First-class mail.
First-class mail.
Right.
So at some point, it's a bad thing to look forward to, but, with our fiat currency system deflating the dollar.
Yes, postage rates will get to a dollar.
Yeah, we'll get to a dollar, so that law won't matter at all, and the post office will be on equal footing and will completely disappear.
Yeah.
Now,
unless they can get their S together.
Can't get their S together. They simply cannot.
The only way they could would be if the federal government was to release all of the ties, get rid of all of the subsidies, and totally make the post office a private entity.
Right.
In which case, then, it would be a mad scramble to make everything work correctly, or else...
Well, about three-quarters of the employees would be fired.
Right.
Unfortunately. They would be dislocated from their jobs.
Right.
And they'd have to go get other jobs. Their lives wouldn't be over. They'd just have new jobs. I've had lots of new jobs. Things would be very, very different.
Really, the post office is sick. I mean, if you look into it, into the history of it, I was actually reading, kind of sampling it from a Cato Institute study on the post office, but their history of thuggery goes far, far back. I mean, it goes back literally hundreds of years in this country. They have been squashing competition with governmental edict for a long, long
time. Yes.
Time. And it is high time that we get rid of the post office. But that is a different issue. 800-259-9231. Let's go to an email from Mark, emailing us at ftl@freetalklive.com. Within the conversation with Rita on Saturday, you mentioned something about legal marriage and that you and your fiancé are getting one. Well, actually, you must have misheard me, Mark, because we're not getting a legal marriage.
And why would he say that? You know, why would he say, I'm getting a legal marriage?
Right.
That doesn't,
yeah.
It doesn't, I, you know, I'm just...
I'm pretty sure I didn't misspeak on Saturday night, but in case I did, we're getting married, but it's not going to be legal. In fact, it was interesting, not that I'm a religious person, but my fiancé wants to have this wedding at her parents' church, because her parents are very religious. Neither of us are, but we're going to do it there, you know, to make them feel good.
It doesn't matter where you do it.
Anyway, so we had to obviously go and talk to...
I got married in an Anglican church. I'm not Anglican.
Right. We had to go and talk to the pastor, though, in advance to, you know, get his permission.
It's great.
Have marriage there.
How was that for you?
It was great. He was a great, super guy.
Mm-hmm.
Real cool guy. In fact, when we told him that we weren't going to be getting a legal marriage, he seemed almost relieved. He said, well, great, there's less paperwork now. And he says, nobody's ever done this before, but there's less garbage to deal with
yep.
as a result of it. So it makes it easier on everybody.
What kind of church is it?
Nazarene.
Oh, Nazarene.
Whatever that.
Picture
means.
The Nazarene, yeah.
Anyway, here's what the rest of his email. He says, you would discuss... We said we would discuss it later, but due to Rita's outrageous arguments that night, the idea was kind of lost within the BS. He says, I think you should discuss marriage and how it's perceived in this country with your viewpoints on it. I'm an independent Christian, and I think people can be married, but... not necessarily by today's customs. For many Christians, it's wrong to have sex the day before you get married. Or they consider it wrong for two people who've committed to each other for life, who aren't technically married, to live together and have sex. They have a very narrow view of it in general. I believe, he says, that marriage is really within the hearts and minds of the individuals making the commitment, and has nothing to do with going through a ceremony or legal signing. I gotta say, I side with Mark on this one.
Well, I think he's being... what you've got here is a 2,000-year-old religion from the Middle East,
mm-hmm.
and the fact is, you know, their customs were basically you had sex with a girl, you're married to her.
Right?
You know, you lived with her, had sex with her, that's your wife.
Right.
That's how these things went. And it was okay for a man to have more than one wife, not so okay for a woman to have more than one husband.
Got it.
So if a man had sex with more than one woman, you know, lived with them, everything's fine as far as God's concerned, according to the Christian religion.
Mm-hmm.
Not so good for women. Then they're, you know, divorcees and it's bad.
I see.
Yeah.
So he says, Jesus himself was against man-made traditions and religion. Many modern Christians don't understand this concept. Spirituality and marriage is an abstract and cannot be formed by actions. He says, people like Rita are great entertainment, though, and remember, there's no such thing as premarital sex if you don't get married ever. So, interesting point.
And it is an interesting point.
So how do you feel about marriage and how it's perceived in this country, man? Which
I'm with you. I don't think that people should get legal marriages, but I'm willing to...
you did it.
I did, and I did it for a reason. And
right.
You know the reason. The reason is that my wife is a bureaucrat. And
yes.
And the bureaucrats are offered the 30 pieces of silver to continue working for the government. They get very, very, very good insurance.
Got it.
And
you wanted a piece.
And I could get basically free insurance by legally marrying my wife.
Basically, my opinion on marriage, the short version is, I think it's silly. I think it's a silly tradition. I think that, you know, as long as you're dedicated and you love somebody, then just be with them and enjoy your life together. And if you have to get married due to social traditions, then go ahead and do it. That's what I'm doing. But I refuse to have the state be a party to my marriage. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control, 800-259-9231.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Wonder why Americans motor on the right-hand side of the road while the English drive on the left? It goes a long way back, but we can thank the French for our right-of-way. I'll tell you why when we come back. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Pick up a tornado today at Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, and other fine parts stores. Or visit TornadoAir.com. The keep left mentality originated from historic self-preservation. Traveling on the left side of the dusty road gave a horseman's right hand a clear arc for swinging a sword, making defending himself easier. Then along came Napoleon.
Since he was left-handed, he changed the system to keep right, based on the same sword-wielding principle. Naturally, any country under French rule also changed, and the U.S. followed suit when we declared independence from Great Britain. As the old saying goes, if everything's coming your way, you're either in the wrong lane or you're in England. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Hijack them. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can talk about anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. You can, of course, join us online as well at freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies that have taken the time to actually have a photo taken of themselves proving that they listen to Free Talk Live, usually via a sign of some sort that they're holding up in the picture, and we put them up on our website. You can see it for yourself at freetalklive.com. And we've kind of been catching up on some emails tonight, but of course you can always control the show and bring up what you want. 800-259-9231. The last email that I read mentioned our caller from over the weekend. Last weekend we had religious Rita call in.
Mm-hmm.
Rita says that she's a good Christian, and she, if she heard me, because I'm not married yet, as we discussed last segment, if she overheard me and my fiance, for instance, having sexual relations, and she lived next door to me, for instance, she would call the cops on me in a heartbeat.
Well, if she could, if she thought that she would have any luck in getting you arrested, she would like to see a state where, a religious state where her version of Christianity is the enforced law.
Well, actually, I don't know if she was the one that pointed this out, but as it is in some states, there are laws on the book, that, on some books in some states, that do say that you cannot have sex prior to marriage. And so,
a lot of good they do.
Well, obviously they're unenforced. However, the fact is they're still there. So, you know, if somebody with political motivations wanted to bring those charges against me, come and get me. I have sex outside of marriage. I don't know if it's illegal in the state of Florida, but I do it. Mm. What are you going to do about it? But she said she would want to have me locked up in prison for it. And you have an email about religious Rita.
I do. This stirred up a lot of controversy.
It did.
And we got several emails from Christians, and I just wanted to read another one stated, you know, her case. By the way, just a little about me. I'm a Christian. I do enjoy listening to your show. I've always seen myself as having views that are partially Democrat, partially Republican, and a bunch of something else. I do feel a little differently about a few things than you guys do, but I relate with what you're saying.
Cool.
I absolutely died over the call the other night with the lady who was online for 3 segments talking about banning premarital sex.
Uh-huh.
I can say that I did it. I would assume she's talking about premarital sex. I can also say that I don't believe that one should do it now. My point on this, and I agree with her entirely, she doesn't intend to legislate, but it drew me back when I read that statement. It drew me back to the people that support the drug war, that support marijuana being illegal, because I tried it and it was bad. Well, let other people make mistakes.
Yeah.
I'm not getting on her. Carrie here does not do that.
Although I gotta say that I don't consider that a mistake at all. Personally, I think it's a mistake to get married to somebody without having sex with them first. I mean, what in the world? I mean, don't you think sex is an important part of a relationship?
I do, but in defense of that argument, if you had never had sex with anyone, you wouldn't know whether or not, you know, how good or bad the situation is. You would just think it was good.
Obviously.
And, unless you were completely sexually incompatible. I mean, and that, it does happen, but for instance, my parents' marriage fell apart basically because of sexual incompatibility.
Really?
Yeah, my father is a rather large man at 5'7".
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So it did not fit in the slot.
Not very well. Uncomfortably so.
And they discovered that after the fact. They waited until marriage and until they had sex?
Well, one time they did it before, and I guess one time wasn't really enough to convince them one way or the other. Perhaps... I don't know. This is getting so strange.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm
worried about the air, you know, what's going out on the air, not about, you know, the privacy there. What I'm...
It seems like that would be a real deal breaker. I mean, you get married to somebody, right. And it seems like everything's cool, but it just doesn't quite click in the ways that it's supposed to.
Especially for mom. If she's uncomfortable every time, I mean, who wants to do something that's uncomfortable?
Sure, and I mean, if you're a Christian... And I'm not, but if you are, I was actually at a wedding recently, and I listened very carefully to the words that the pastor was saying. And it was one of those weddings, and I know you can customize these, but it was one of those weddings, I guess it was traditional, where some of the wording was, you will be subservient to your husband, and you're a good woman, and you know, the kind of idea that you must follow orders, you must pleasure him when he needs to be pleasured, and that's definitely not a marriage that somebody would want to get into after not.
I think those are just the sick weddings, personally, because I don't consider that traditional. You were at my wedding,
yes.
Where we pledged our troth. For God's sakes. I mean, now that, it doesn't get much more traditional than pledging your troth.
What is a troth?
Well, if you're betrothed, this is how old English my wedding was.
Okay.
The Anglican minister got up and read out of the old prayer book, the sermon, and in ours it was, you know, I think it was love, honor, and obey. Mm-hmm. It was the only thing that sounded, remotely sexist in it, and we let that go. But I think that the ones where it's got
it firmly established male dominance, I think, in the relationship. That's the best way to put it. And it sounded it was disturbing to me, you know, being living in this age of equality,
right.
And it was very clearly a throwback to the olden times where the woman was subservient to the man.
My dad was apostolic, which are the people that lay on the floor and flip around like fish when the Holy Spirit gets into them. Are you not familiar with this?
Now I know.
Well, the Holy Spirit comes on them. The Spirit gets to them, and they lie on the floor and flip around like fish and, you know, talk in tongues, which is, you know, just babbling.
Yeah.
Right. I could do that for 2 hours. That'd be some entertaining radio.
Uh-huh.
But when those folks do ceremonies, it's like that.
Right.
I mean, these
male
are
dominance.
Very old, very traditional Pentecostal
sort
of sermons.
So if you're going to get into it, if you're a Pentecostal, if you're one of these ultra-religious people and you want to get into a marriage where it's clear by the ceremony that the male will be in the domination of this relationship, why on earth would you want to get involved in that without even having sexual relations with that guy first? It's totally based in tradition. It's totally based in religious zealotry. And I think it's senseless, personally. If that's what you want to do, I mean, I'll respect it. It's your relationship. I mean, good luck to you. I hope it works out for you on that honeymoon night. But talk about an awkward honeymoon. You know, the first time ever having sexual relations with your wife. I don't know. If you have experience with it, 800-259-9231, maybe there's somebody out there listening that actually was celibate prior to their marriage.
My wife was lucky to get any on our wedding night or wedding day. But I went home and took a nap after the service was over. I'm like, I'm tired. I'm going to sleep.
Well, you guys didn't exactly honeymoon right after the wedding.
No, I think that's it seems a little crazy, you know, like leaving the church then going on the trip.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many? Let's add up a bunch of things that can go wrong. Let's do that. That'll be fun.
Right.
And then when something does go wrong, we'll bemoan it for years to come.
800-259-9231. So if you are one of these people that has been married and never had sex prior to the marriage and you're still together, like to hear from you. If you're somebody that was married and did not have sex prior to the marriage and broke up thereafter, would love to hear from you as well. 800-259-9231.
The statistics sort of show that young marriages, I have a line of thinking. The line of thinking is, if I don't intend to have sex until I get married, I'm going to get married soon. Therefore,
that's not
be young.
Necessarily a good thing.
And young marriages generally, not all of them, generally don't make it.
So bad idea. It just seems like a real bad idea. But if you think it's a good one, want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. On the way, we got a youngster emailing into the show, and he doesn't like government. He's 16, and he wants to tell us about it. This is your show, though. You can take control. Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
J. Janet from JLS Research has been preparing a revolutionary new product. Listeners have been having tremendous success with No BO. Now Janet would like to introduce to you her new products, like the Sweet Smell of Success Lotion Bar. Lotion bars are simply a lotion made into a solid bar rather than a liquid. You guys that are opposed to lotion bottles, this handmade bar is just for you. The ladies will also enjoy these lotion bars because of the four oils found in them are considered excellent for all skin types. Best of all, the lotion bars come in fragrances designed both for the ladies and the guys. Also new is the Sweet Smell of Success Handmade Body Soap. This body soap contains no preservatives, detergents, fillers, or chemicals, nor is made with any animal fat. And the skin feels absolutely wonderful. Try the No BO deodorant, lotion bar, and the handmade all-natural soap and enjoy the Sweet Smell of Success today by calling toll-free 1-888-881-NO-BO. That's 1-888-881-6626. Or visit no-bo.com today.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live, take control of the airwaves, bring up anything, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Anything goes, from the political to the personal. And right now we're kind of on the personal thing with marriage. But more specifically, we did address the political end, and that is that I don't think the state should be involved in marriage at all. I certainly don't want it involved in my marriage, and it will not be. But the other issue that we're addressing is the religious aspect to marriage, and specifically the prohibition that some religions place on sex prior to marriage, or as one of our callers terms it, fornication. And I personally think it's a little bit, well, foolish to not test drive, as one of our other listeners instant messaged me during the break. He says, do you buy shoes without trying them on? Do you buy a car without a test drive? Well, in the case of your own mother, Manwich, her marriage didn't work out because the sex just didn't work out for her.
Well, the defense to that statement would be, if I only ever owned one pair of shoes, they'd be good shoes. If I only drove one car, it'd drive fine. I had a Honda Accord. I used to think that was the best driving car. Mm-hmm. I bought a BMW. The Accord, not such a good driving car. I went back to, I got a Toyota, it's my most recent car. Now I own drive a Toyota. Right. It doesn't drive as well as the BMW. Not by a long shot.
Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Because I asked for callers at 800-259-9231, people who have been married and it didn't work out because of some sexual issue and you didn't have sex prior to the marriage. Also people that did not have sex prior to the marriage, and the marriage is working out fine, and anybody else in between or outside of that. So let's go to Andrea in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hey there.
I just wanted to state a position. It's not the position I ended up following, but before I had made the decision, I was debating moral issues, and I went to ask my mother, who was very religious, if there were any reasons outside of the religious ones to remain abstinent until marriage.
Hmm.
And she was able to come up with one.
Beyond sexually transmitted diseases.
Oh, yes, yes. Her answer was trust. She says, if you manage to wait until marriage, you have a reason to believe that your mate is likely to be able to wait for you during separation.
Wait a minute. Wait. If you're able to wait until marriage prior to having sex, that gives you reason to trust that your mate is also trustworthy?
It's going to be faithful to you.
As a pair, if you're able to avoid having sex until you're married, there is
some
basis to believe that if you are separated for an extended period of time, you would once again be able to wait until you're together.
I see.
I would say that there's certainly a basis.
Well, that presumes, though, okay, yes, that presumes that he's not having sex with you, or excuse me, that he's not having sex with somebody else while you're dating.
Exactly. It's not the path I took, and I didn't necessarily advocate it, but it was an interesting position, and I figured I'd share it just for people's education.
So the path you took was fornication, wasn't it, Andrea?
Absolutely.
Do you regret it?
No, not really.
Do you feel like that helped you decide as far as who your mate should be?
Not so much, because I really didn't play around enough, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
And ended up marrying the first guy who asked me, which I'm now in the position of trying to debate whether or not that's going to work out over the long haul.
Oh, no. Sorry to hear that.
But, I mean, we have major communication issues, which is where we're working on it. We'll see if that works out or not.
Communication issues meaning he doesn't want to talk to you, or you don't want to talk to her?
We don't seem to be able to communicate on the same level.
Hmm. Like, you say something and he hears something else?
Yes, we don't seem to understand the meanings behind the words we use.
Or you're smarter than him and he's just a dum-dum.
No, we're both fairly intelligent people. I don't think we have any real problem there. But, I mean, I think we recently just hit it on the head that the biggest issue was that he says that he speaks without using any intonation or body language. And I don't believe that's possible.
Hmm.
And so that's where we've come down to that as being a core issue. So.
Well, if you spoke without intonation, you'd be really boring.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he absolutely doesn't, but he comes across as being fairly hostile, so.
Ay, ay, ay. Looks like you got some work to do.
Yep.
Manwich, any other questions?
Well, I don't have a question. I mean, I was in a relationship. I was engaged to a girl that I often, it would seem like I was saying one thing to her, and she was hearing something else.
Amazing.
And that occurred very often in the relationship, and vice versa. I contend, in fact, that she was saying exactly what I thought she was saying, but, whatever.
Interesting. Andrea, any other thoughts for us tonight?
No, that was it.
Thank you for the call. Good hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Toll free 1-800-259-9231. So, still interested in hearing your marriage stories at that number. And, of course, you can also email the show. In fact, let's get back to the emails, man. Once you had an email from a young man who is fed up with the government already at age 16, apparently.
I hear some angst,
yes,
just so you know.
Teenage angst. Not uncommon, certainly. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. That is ftl@freetalklive.com. And you don't have the email, but that's okay, because I do. It's from John. It says, Ian and Manwich, I was turned on to your excellent program by a friend of mine who happens to be a hardcore libertarian. I think he meant hardcore. He told me about how great the message you were putting out was and how great the libertarian views are.
Thanks.
After listening to your show compulsively for 2 weeks straight, I have a few views that I want to share with you. Before I start, I feel at the risk of sounding terribly naive, I should mention that I'm a 16-year-old libertarian who's still formulating his vast world views.
Me
and
too.
I wish I could say that at 16 I was a libertarian, but I didn't have any idea what it was.
Don't you remember the Young Republicans Club?
At one point, I think it was 8th grade, I was in the Rush Club. It was a club that one of the teachers on campus started specifically for people that were into Rush Limbaugh, and so I wasn't really into him, but I joined the club anyway. Anyway, 800-259-9231. We'll continue the email coming up from John. Your calls as well, if we can sneak them in here before 10 o'clock Eastern Time. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Just enough time to fit your call in if you make it. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out all the free stuff that we have there. The entire site is on the house. Bulletin board system, live streaming, the archives, last 6 days of the show there. It's all free, and it will continue to be free. However, we could use your help if you want to help amplify the show. Check out the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. Very simply, we're asking you for $3 a month. If you can't afford it, don't worry about it. Again, everything's still going to be free. If you can't afford it, then pony up, and we will take your $3 a month and turn it into advertising for the show. We'll promote the show to the radio industry. We'll get more radio stations. We'll have more internet listeners, all because of you. You can become a part of growing Free Talk Live. So get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. In fact, once we reach our goal, we're going to cut back on our commercial time by 25% at least. Pretty sweet deal. amp.freetalklive.com.
Give calorie-free birthday fun with 1-800-Flowers.com's best-selling flower birthday cake, or celebrate summer occasions with great savings on grower specials. Visit their website every week for limited-time offers on fresh flowers at terrific values. Use code FTL at checkout to save 10% towards a terrific selection of fresh flowers and lots of other gifts. Call, click, or come in. 1-800-Flowers.com. It's your florist of choice.
So reading an email from a newer listener to the show, he's a young man, he's all of 16 years old, and he's recently discovered, thanks to a friend of his turning him on to our show, that he is a libertarian. And again, I was congratulating him for discovering that so early on in his life. I wish that I had been a libertarian at 16, who knows what kind of hell I could have raised in school if I had actually had that position. But he goes on to say that in his email, after hearing all of this fiddle-faddle about Nolens and the whole Levy fiasco, did I pronounce that right? No, it's Levy.
Levy.
Excuse me. Levy fiasco. I'm learning these things. After hearing you go on about how frequently and awesomely government fails us, I've begun to despise all political parties. I, in fact, have started to think that I would love to have absolutely no government whatsoever, because in that becoming reality, there would be no vastly large entity thriving on false hope to ruthlessly disappoint me. I feel that the government, while having marginally good intentions at its birth, has grown into an evil, corporate-driven, deceptive behemoth that I want no part in. I don't want to have to watch the news and get angry at ridiculous, asinine laws. I don't want to have to worry that the person in power is an intolerant, narrow-minded dope. And I certainly don't want to worry about my quality of life being significantly diminished because a bunch of monopolizing dinosaurs think that that's the way it should be. America has unfortunately turned into a big fat letdown, and I think government as we know it should implode completely, as they certainly can't do any worse.
Well, I heard that, and I certainly agree with most of the sentiments in it, but I kind of feel like saying that we want no government at all. Personally, I feel like that's throwing out the baby with the bathwater.
But it's Rosemary's baby.
I mean, who the hell's Rosemary?
That's a Harry Brown line. I don't know, some sort of movie about a satanic baby, I think.
Okay.
Get rid of that baby. We'll be better off without it.
I don't think that we would be better off without the federal government. Personally, I think that it should be very small.
Yes.
And it should be there to protect life, liberty, and the pursuit of property.
If there really was a government that could do that...
To enforce Bill of Rights over the state governments.
If there was a government that could hold to its principles like that, I'd be okay with it. So far, haven't seen evidence that government can hold to its principles that way.
That much is true.
And we haven't seen evidence that people will hold the government to its principles either. So we got our work cut out for us. Anyway, we'll be back tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Until then, it's been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we'll see you online at freetalklive.com. Don't forget to amp the show at amp.freetalklive.com. Good night.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
How would you...